So let me ask you a question. What if you've been waiting to receive something that Jesus has already purchased for you? We're talking about that today, the names of God and what he calls me. Days 11 through 13, this is your podcast recap. I'm healed, I'm whole, and I am blessed. And you can get your copy of the book on johnfowler.org. And let's get into this. Isaiah 53:5 says this, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." We're set free. We're delivered. The English Standard Version says this. It says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, and upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace." So here's the thing. Are you walking in peace today? Because if you're not, you should be, because Jesus already died for you on a cross so that you could have peace, because that's what the word says. And he brought us peace, and with his wounds, we are healed. So healing is part of Jesus's finished work at the cross. The main reason why Jesus came to earth was to seek and save the lost. But healing also took place because he had compassion towards people. And so we need to have that same compassion towards people so that we can see God do great things in other people's lives as well as our lives. Not only that, so he healed us as part of the finished work at the cross. And God cares about your body. He cares about your mind, and he cares about your spirit. So let's go back to the 31 days of healing prayer. The 31 days Bible study that I wrote that you can also get a copy of. But also, we talked about that. The woman at the well, here's what he said to her. He said to the woman at the well, he said, "Daughter, be thou healed. Be thou whole," he said. So there's three things. He wants you to be spiritually healed, spiritually whole, and spiritually well. And so he died on a cross for all three of those things. That means physically, that means emotionally in your mind. You know, stop saying, "I think I'm going crazy," or "I've lost my mind." Quit saying things like that, because you're speaking those things into yourself and it's not good. And here's another thing about healing, and this is what we're talking about day 11. You don't earn healing. It is a gift. You know, you can't earn salvation. You can't earn God's love. He loves you automatically no matter what. And so miracles didn't stop in the Bible days. It's still going today. God is still moving on your behalf. And what happens is they continue through believers, which means you're praying for the sick. You're praying to see people delivered. You're praying to see people set free. And so if you're not doing that, then that means that there's people running around sick that don't have to be, because you are the one that is supposed to pray for that person. You have a divine destiny to pray for people, to see them delivered, to see them set free. And so what happens is the miracles didn't end at the Bible. They continue, and they continue through you. And so you're the hands and feet of Jesus. And so he uses you to see people delivered and see people set free. So Jeremiah 30:17 says this, "For I will restore health unto thee." So if you believe that you're supposed to walk around sick, then scratch that scripture totally out of your Bible, because Jeremiah 30:17, "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after." So here's what you have to understand. Yes, we have wounds. We have deep wounds. But God wants to heal you of those wounds. And you say, "Well, it's going to take years of therapy for me to get healed." Who said that? Who told you that? The Holy Spirit didn't tell you that. And that's what we need to learn to listen to, is the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit wants to tell us. So God is still in the healing business. So there is hope for you. And I'm telling you, God is going to do it. If you expect it and you receive it, he will do it for you. Testimonies increase faith for miracles, for new miracles. What do you mean? Well, let me tell you what God did for me. Here's how God touched me. Here's what God did to set me free from this addiction, from this struggle, from this hurt, from a bad marriage. And then when you talk about those things that God did for you, then it helps increase other people's faith to say, well, if he'll do it for John, if he'll do it for Joe, if he'll do it for Louise, if he'll do it for Sam, then he will do it for you. And healing often starts with you surrendering everything and say, I've got to give this up. I got to surrender this. And then God does great things. So that's day 11 in the book that is entitled The Names That God Calls Me. And you can get it on johnfowler.org. It's a 31-day special through Christmas, and we encourage you to get your copy today. Here's day 12. I am whole. And just like I talked about a minute ago, kind of got ahead of myself, Mark chapter 5, 34, and he said to her, this is the woman with the issue of blood, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Not healed, but whole. Wholeness is three perspectives: healing physically, spiritually, and emotionally. So does God, here's the thing, and I asked the congregation yesterday in Gassaway about this, does God halfway heal? I mean, think about it. Does God halfway heal? You say, well, no, God doesn't just halfway heal. How do you do that? Well, he doesn't halfway heal. He all the way heals. And that's what he does. Does anybody walk around and testify, well, hallelujah, I've got a halfway miracle. I don't know when I'm going to get the rest of it. See, he wants to set you free. He wants to deliver you. So he does a complete work in you. And whatever he starts, he finishes. So wholeness is deeper than physical and a physical healing, which is back to the 31 days of healing. Jesus restores what life has broken. I know a lot of us have gone through things in our lives. We have experienced some horrible things. But let me tell you something. God is on your side. And he loves you and he cares for you and he wants to set you free. But first of all, you have to surrender that and say, God, I can't carry this any longer. Jesus restores what life has broken. Faith unlocks the fullness of his restoration. So if you have faith, just a faith of a mustard seed, to believe that you can do it, to believe that God's going to help you, that you know you're going to be delivered, you're going to be set free, then that unlocks the fullness of his restoration. So some wounds don't bleed. Now think about that for a minute. Some wounds don't bleed, but they break us. And man, haven't we gone through things in our lives that has broke us? But see, that's what God does. God puts us back together. He restores us. He loves us. He's not mad at you. He's madly in love with you. In Psalm 147, verse 3, here's what it says. He healeth the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. That means he heals them. That means emotional healings, emotional matters. Anytime you go through something that's emotional, it matters to God. He heals wounds no one else sees. Those deep, dark wounds that are inside of you today, he heals you of those things. He delivers you. You say, well, how does he do it? Well, that's not my job to tell you how he does it. But I will tell you this. Won't you ask him? Ask him how he does it. Say, God, if this preacher man is really telling the truth, show me. Show me how you can deliver me. Show me how you can heal me. Show me how you can set me free from the turmoil that I'm going through in my life. God restores joy where sorrow lives. If you're walking in sorrow, you're living in sorrow, let me tell you something. That is not the abundant life for you. John 10:10. Satan comes to what? Steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus says, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Are you living the abundant life? And that's walking in joy. That's walking in peace. That's walking in health. That's where God wants us. So sit quietly for 5 minutes today. If you got that time, you say, well, I don't have 5 minutes. Yeah, you do. And let God speak peace. peace into your heart. Just sit there, no music, nothing on, and just allow him to speak peace to your heart. Turn the radio off. Turn the music off. If you're driving, keep your eyes open. But just say, Lord, speak peace to my heart. That's day 12 in the names that God calls me. It's a Bible study, 31 days Bible study that you can get on johnfowler.org. I encourage you to click to it and get it, and you can get your copy today. And I want to encourage people, start a small group with this. And if you need me to come and help you start it, if I'm around in your area, I would love to. And I want to encourage you to do that. Here's day 13. I am blessed. So we've talked about I am healed, I am whole, and I am blessed. Day 13. So what if you're more blessed than you realize? Let that one sink in for a minute. What if you're more blessed than you realize? We went out yesterday afternoon after church. Our daughter came to church with us yesterday. And our three grandchildren, we have a total of four, brand new grandbaby. And we have three girls and one boy. And so I sat with the grandkids during lunch yesterday. And man, I am blessed. I am blessed and I am highly favored. That's the blessings. It's not in the materialistic things. Yeah, it's good to have materialistic things, sure. But to realize that I am blessed because I've got a granddaughter that hugged me goodbye, told me she loved me, and is just absolutely awesome. I have grandkids, four of them. I know some of you may have more, but we're happy with the ones we have, and we know that more are going to show up in this world. Ephesians chapter 1 and 3, here's what it says. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Now, we laugh about that with the Pulse campuses because all means all. It's Greek, Hebrew, it means all spiritual blessings. He blesses us with spiritual blessings. So what you need to do is take a minute and differentiate between a physical blessing and a spiritual blessing so that you'll know the difference between the two. In heavenly places, in Christ. So blessings begin in Christ, not in circumstances. So it's like, you know, you got a new car and you're in debt and you're paying $500 or $600 a month. I don't know if that's really a blessing. It's a blessing, but also you need to pay that thing off. God gives spiritual blessings that the world can't match. That's absolutely the truth. And you walk in inherited favor. Now think about that one. That may be tough for you to say, but you can actually say, I walk in inherited favor. God is moving in your life. And I say every morning from the mirror into the mirror at the house, after I brush my teeth and comb my hair, I say, John Fowler, you're blessed and highly favored. And I believe it beyond a shadow of a doubt. And so you need to live out your life blessed. And people need to be able to look at your life and say, he is blessed. She is blessed. That child is anointed. God has anointed you. And walk in what God wants you to do in your calling. When you recognize you're blessed, when you recognize your blessings, your outcome changes instantly that you are blessed. So when you think about this, here's what Numbers 6, 24 and 26, a lot of preachers end with this. So we'll do that today. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Verse 26 says, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Gratitude unlocks more awareness of blessings. Think about that for a minute. When you are gracious, when you're thankful, you're like when we drive home from a trip, I'm always all for, I don't know, the next hour. Thank you, Jesus, for getting us home. Thank you, Lord, for the safety. Thank you for our health. And also, you carry blessings into every room you enter. Change the room in a positive direction. change the room in a positive direction. You know, it would be awful for you to walk into a house and you feel this drab because somebody's in a bad mood. Wow. And you've had a great day. But you feel it and you sense it when you walk in the room. Here's the key. Change the temperature of the room, the spiritual temperature of the room. You be that thermometer. You carry blessings into every room you enter. And whatever you feel in there, cast it out. Because let me tell you something, if it's despair, if it's depression, whatever, get it out of the house. And your blessed life impacts others for Christ. So when people see that you're blessed, you're healed, you're whole, you're well, when they see you, they will say, wow, I want to be and I want to have exactly what that person has. And then that gives you an opportunity to lead them to Jesus. So share one blessing and one testimony with somebody this week. Let them know, hey, if you're not where you need to be today, all you have to do is say, Father, forgive me of my sins. Come into my life and live. Use me for your kingdom, glory, and honor. If you prayed that prayer today, angels are rejoicing in heaven. Let us know if you received Jesus. And this is a new book that I just recently wrote that I'm talking about in the podcast and in the sermons, 31 Days. This is a 31-day Bible study, The Names That God Calls Me. And you may have been somebody that people made fun of growing up. And one of those names stuck to your life, and your destiny is kind of stalled right now because, you know, it's, well, such and such called me this growing up. You know, let me tell you something. There was when I first started singing, there was a guy, and his name was Richie. Now I remember his name. His name was Richie. I even remember his last name. This was when I was I was 5 years old. And so they had a talent show at school. I had to stand on a milk crate, one of those plastic milk crates, Valley Bell milk crate, to reach the microphone. And this guy called me Froggy, and that's all he called me. And I didn't have a low voice, but he called me Froggy. What it was he was jealous. And if I would have let that, get in my spirit, then I wouldn't be singing today. And a lot of people are shipwrecked because of stuff like that. So this is entitled The Names That God Calls Me. Get your copy today. Go to johnfowler.org. And it's not going to cost you very much. I think it's $7.20. And start a Bible study. And get three or four people together at lunch and go over some of these things. And change people's lives. That's what God wants to do. Hey, I hope you have a great day. Thank you for watching on YouTube as well as Facebook. Thanks for listening on Spotify, Apple Play. And don't forget, we have a brand new release, Joy Came Down, that's coming this Wednesday. It's a worldwide release on video as well as audio. You can get your copy early now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, and get your copy today for Christmas. It's entitled Joy Came Down. Thanks for listening and watching the Pulse WV Live and network that beats to the heart of God, and have a great day.